friends and fish. Good friends and fish. Good friends and fish. Good friends and fish. Good friends and fish.
Happy New Year and welcome to Good Friends and Fish, episode 27. Bitches.
The most creative one so far.
I'm Steven.
I'm Lexus.
I'm Lee.
I'm Tyson.
General!
Alright, well, I saw a movie last night.
Oh, what'd you see?
Oh, wow, this isn't set up at all. Anchorman 2!
Anchorman 2, bro.
Yes, I did. It was very funny, actually.
Was it better than the first?
No.
Let me just cut to the chase, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Because I don't want to hear quotes and shit from it.
No, I'm going to sit here and rattle off quotes. I'm not that movie guy.
Actually,
not...
could you rattle off a couple of quotes?
No, I don't want to ruin the magic for you. No. Okay, because I'm not that guy.
What about one on the trailers? Just...
Yeah, do it.
Well, everyone's seen those ones. Well, it would be like Steve Carell being like, oh, I have no pants!
Oh, he's doing the good one.
Yeah, we can all enjoy that.
We can all enjoy that.
No giveaway.
It is it's outright probably one of the stupidest movies ever made, but that's not a bad thing.
No, okay.
It is like...
Okay, listeners need the YouTube movie called Kung Fury. Have you seen the trailer for that? It's like
no.
A Kickstarter. That is the dumbest movie ever made.
Kung Fury.
Yeah, I'll just leave it at that. You'll fucking enjoy it. Look it up.
No,
but anyway, continue.
No, I was sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, how good is Will Ferrell's life? That he just literally now has got to the point where he hangs out with his mates and just ad-libs for 119 minutes.
I think they ad-libbed the first one, a lot of it. That's what I heard.
Oh, well, if they ad-libbed it a lot, they ad-libbed 110% of okay. Anchorman 2. It was funny, but I don't reckon they even had a script. I reckon they were just like, how much money do you want, Will Ferrell? 50 mil. There you go. We'll build you a set, and you just talk. Yeah, and that's right. What it was. But it was still funny. He's a god.
I reckon I'm the only guy in the world that didn't get that into the first one.
Oh, no. Actually, I only watched it for the first time last month.
What'd you think?
I didn't like it at all. I actually did not like it.
I didn't dislike it.
No,
I just
did not like it.
But you raised an interesting point beforehand. The dudes that will constantly quote the one-liners from the movie that they've seen and you haven't.
Yeah, hate them.
Hate them to a passion.
Mm.
Because A, they're never going to say it as funny as the actual movie. And mm-hmm. B, you haven't seen it. So it's completely out of context. And C, they'll then look at you as in, like, why aren't you pissing yourself laughing?
Yeah. I've been guilty of that, though, man. Not so much with movies, but with, like, YouTube videos. I'm just like, oh, man, you got to see this video. This one guy says this thing, then the other guy does this. It's hilarious. And you're just like, oh, yeah, cool, man.
Yeah, and you never give it any warrant for how it is.
What about quoting The Simpsons? Because I've had people that, like...
Oh, well, no, everyone's seen that shit.
Everyone quotes The Simpsons, but, like, I remember a guy in high school that would do nothing but quote The Simpsons. And we're like, oh, how funny is this?
Because he was socially awkward.
Mm. Yeah, it might have been that.
I couldn't stand the people that quoted The Simpsons, but when
you have to love
when you said it, they would say it again. Like,
oh, the motherfuckers that correct you?
Yes.
Because you said like the instead of, I don't know, they or something like that?
Yeah, that's what they do. And it's like every time, it's like, oh, God.
Yes.
Like, they've got a script.
I got the gist. I got the gist, bro.
Yeah. I'm trying to connect with you, bro.
Yeah, that's whack, man.
Actually, speaking about movies, I watched a movie the other week. And
did you actually watch a fucking movie?
Yeah, I don't watch too many movies.
Wow.
It
was a big boy.
You watched a movie within the week.
Yeah. I think it may have been rated N.
Oh, jeez. Was there parental supervision?
No. I sat next to someone I didn't know. Stroke
their thighs.
I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's called The Prisoners, and it's or The Prisoners.
You just said the same thing twice. But...
No. Oh, The Prisoners is in the question. Yes, no, I'll say that.
Yeah. No, The Prisoners or Prisoners.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Either way.
I've heard of it, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Oh, it's just about... I'll just briefly run through it. It's about two girls getting stolen.
That's
got absolutely nothing...
Yeah. Usually.
Yeah, whatever.
Kids don't usually get stolen.
They were stolen and mistreated.
Shoplifted children.
Yeah. But it had nothing to do with prisoners.
Well, no, they were the prisoners.
Yeah, they were taken prisoner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, they weren't in prison, but... Metaphorically, they were the prisoners.
Yeah, good point. I didn't actually.
You should not have said that, man.
The deep analytical mind of Tyson.
Oh, man. Like, I saw The Hobbit yesterday, but I don't really want to talk about it. Like, I enjoyed it.
Well, no, we don't have 18 hours.
Exactly, man. Like,
and I don't want to put up with 15,000.
There was a lot of difference from the book. I just leave it at that. Still enjoyed it, though.
It was a good film. I also saw it yesterday, so...
With each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw it. Oh,
did you illegally download it?
I pretended he wasn't there.
No, I didn't illegally download it. I paid my currency and I went in there and saw it.
Okay. What currency is that? Australian dollars?
Australian dollars, mate.
I paid in bitcoins. No, but anyway, yeah, I don't want to get into it. Let's not just make this like fucking
let's not talk about
movie review.
Yeah, we'll leave that to Fez.
Christmas also just happened.
Mm.
Hasn't just been a movie marathon in Australia recently.
No, it's been a Jesus popping out the Vag marathon as well. And he did it a couple of days ago.
Well, a couple of thousand years ago.
Yeah. All right, Bible. All right, yeah. All right, Mr. New Testament over here, Mr.
God Boy.
I'll smite you.
Yeah.
So how was Christmas for everyone?
I thought you were going to ask Jesus. I was going to say, I don't know, man. Probably pretty shit, really. He was in a straw manger, so... Yeah, but Christmas itself, pretty good. Didn't mind it. Had a bit of, had a bit of meat.
Yeah,
food.
Ate some meat.
Had some food. Yeah.
When do we get to the age where we get sick of Christmas?
Never. Never. I reckon you get to
see the lead up.
Well, like the shops and stuff.
Oh, shopping and wrapping and all that crap. Just give me the day with the food. And...
Actually, one thing I thrive off of is domestics in shopping centres.
Domestics?
Yeah, just like...
Domestic abuse
in
shopping centres?
Like, just families...
Shit, I thought he was joking.
No, the family's just attacking each other. Like, nerves, like, the tension just builds, especially if you've been with your wife all day. And I just love it. I fly on a wall listening to some guy just getting hurled abused by his wife or some kid can't stand his parents. I reckon that is Christmas in a nutshell, isn't it?
Well,
yelling at a Westfield.
So Christmas is
that happens a lot. Yeah. Like, I'm so glad I'm out of retail now, so I have to. Yeah. I don't need to worry about that thing at all.
Associate with the outer world.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I always liked working retail at Christmas, to be honest. Because you just get...
What?
But you get these, like...
What, whipping yourself in the corner as well?
You just get dickhead customers, but you're just like, yeah, fuck you, man. Like, whatever. You just stress over the shit. Like, you'd be the thing... Like, you'd have that dickhead customer, you'd be like, I fucking need this TV, man. Like, fucking just go get it for me. You'd be like, all right, go out the back, hang out there for 10 minutes, have a laugh with your mates, walk back. Couldn't find it, man.
Done.
Nice lady that wants it. Oh, what's that? I managed to find one for you.
Yeah.
Moral of the story is, don't be a cunt.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah, and that's what Christmas is about.
Yeah.
And kind of our pod as well.
That's true.
We've got a lot of vaginal-themed topics. Not topics, just...
Segments.
Segments, titles.
Vaginal segments. Let's just get into it. Let's get deep into the vag, shall we? With the first segment of 3, 2, 1, cunt downs.
Hey, the best word.
You missed the beeper.
What? Oh. Beep. I don't know the fuck you're talking
about. We're allowed
about.
To say that?
Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, I guess so, bro.
Yeah, we're not for radio.
Quick plug to Not Safe for Radio. I'll speak about that more at the end of the show. Moving on to this segment, though. So, cunt downs. This is a segment that is going to run throughout the show. Every 10 minutes, we're coming up to the first one in 30 seconds, so I'll make this quick. We're gonna make a countdown. I'll start the countdown. Everyone else will join in, and then an activity will happen. So, for example, we might count down to a zero, and whoever's cunt down it is will announce what the activity is. It could be like, you need to speak in a Mickey Mouse voice for the next 3 minutes type thing.
Okay.
Better not be.
What's the time right now?
Hi, guys.
So, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy cunt down.
Happy cunt down.
All right, let's pull it out of the hat. Whose is it first? Lexus, hey. What's your activity?
Okay, for the new year, guys, I want you for the next 2 minutes, whoever talks, you can't use the letter E in any word. So Try and find a word that doesn't have the letter E in it.
I'll let you know when the 2 minutes is over. Let's go now, and let's also go into the next segment, which is... Tyson.
2014. Pussabilities.
There were... He said... Oh, hate. We're all dead already. It's not going well.
You...
I didn't say E.
Talk... Bro. With too many of
T-Y.
That particular
thing.
Symbol.
Oh, this is going to be fucking riveting stuff for the next 2 minutes, guys.
Okay, this is going to...
Explain?
Explain.
You're wrong.
Okay.
X.
Yeah.
X. You can't.
It was. Yeah. It was X.
Okay. Okay. Wait. So my topic is 2014.
Boom.
Pussy.
You got symbol again.
This is worst.
I have no chance of
podcast
it.
Podcast sucks. Now.
I am.
2 minute Russian. Two men up.
What?
Not up now.
2 men up.
No.
Up 30.
Go. On with it.
Okay, I will try to
talk
about my
thing.
Topic.
Thing.
Topic. So,
I will give... Oh, this is too hard. I can't even think.
Well, 2 minutes is up, right. So...
Thank God. That's seriously the most excruciating thing in my life I've ever experienced.
You've had a good life. If that was the worst thing that's ever happened
to you. Yeah, you've done well, bro. You've done really well. Yeah.
Okay, so I can talk normal?
Yeah,
okay. I don't have to talk like Fez anymore?
Go on with your shit-ass segment.
Okay, so my seg is 2014 Pussabilities.
Pussay.
And I'll give... I'll just throw out three things to my fellow podcasters.
You don't have to watch me speak now. Just speak like a human.
About things that may or may not happen in 2014, so it's fine, and we'll just all bounce off each other from that. So who wants to go first?
So we all bounce, or is it one person that talks about it?
That's fine, just we bounce. You know, just...
Let's go.
It's all good.
I'll go, hit me.
Alright, newspapers will become extinct in 2014.
Ooh, good one. I'll say no, purely for the fish and chips industry's... What are you wrapping that shit up in, man?
Homeless people, what are they going to sleep with?
That's
Can't make
true.
A blanket out of a laptop,
That's
can you?
True, man.
Yeah.
Electric
heat. Yeah. You know, they'd have to go buy Reflex, like A4 Reflex, and wrap the chips up in that.
Yeah.
You need a newspaper. Fish doesn't taste the same unless it has ink seeping into it.
Yeah, poisonous ink.
Yeah.
Filling your bloodstream.
Yeah, bit of lead in my system.
Not the
and
same.
And there's something about completing a crossword on an iPad whilst I'm taking a shit. It just doesn't seem right.
It's not the same. Because you can't wipe your ass with the iPad.
Exactly.
That's the major issue there.
Well, you actually physically can't. It's too big. It doesn't scrumple around your sphincter.
Yeah. You can, like... wipe down the crack using one side, but it's just really.
And you gotta wash it off there.
Yeah, you gotta wash it off.
Let's be honest, the amount of time we sit on the toilet taking shits, that iPad's not gonna last.
No.
That battery ain't gonna
last. The battery's dead,
battery's dead.
Newspapers don't have batteries.
Yeah. I've got an iPhone charger synced up to my toilet just for 2014 in case the newspaper comes off.
No, they will stay strong.
No, newspaper's good, man.
What do you reckon about Messenger?
Nobody reads it anyway and it's kept going. So the Messenger, for people that don't know, is like the local newspaper that's given out for free. And does anyone...
It's a free doorstop every Sunday.
Yeah, you put it down when you're painting. And that's about as much use as this thing gets.
Yeah. That's good for cleaning the Barbie. But I recommend the Messenger at our place. It stays there for 6 days. I'm like, I should move that Messenger. Yeah. So I put it in the recycling bin. Don't open it. No. The new one's there next day. I'm like, oh, I just picked that up. I can't be arsed. It's just going to stay there.
It's also good for like a place in your house where you... dog pisses if you've got an indoor dog.
Oh, yeah. A bit of messenger down.
Yeah. And again, things you need the newspaper for.
So basically, we're talking about like newspapers will always live on. Well, we'll live on in 2014, not for the actual purpose of the newspaper.
No. Like if I need my news, I can Google that shit.
Yeah. News.com. Seriously.
Yeah.
Who's reading that shit?
Yeah, true that.
On newspaper.
Mm. All right. So,
newspapers are safe. What's next?
All right. We'll keep this circle flowing. Talking about things that will become extinct. Lexus, I'll hit you with this one.
Uh-huh.
Will this pod survive 2014?
Oh. Interesting. That's a tougher one.
That is a tough one. I mean, we have been going steadily worse over the last couple of pods.
What are you talking about? Two pods ago was great.
What are you talking about?
The drunk one was good.
Well, we are singing beers on a Friday night, so it could be another good app.
That's true. Yeah.
But... you know what? I think we need to kick Fez loose to survive in this current climate.
Whoa!
I'm just going to throw that out there because...
So then what is our pod called? Just good friends?
He doesn't listen, so he's not going to hear whatever we say.
No,
it's
not.
All between us.
No,
he literally
does kept nothing for this podcast.
Ooh, he gives the name and the general whipping boy. Like, I think we need him there.
No, you can't get... That's like the Magic Cave saying, we don't need Santa. It's costing too much to pay him. We'll just have an empty chair.
Is Fez the main attraction?
Well, it's not... Is the... You know when the freak show comes into town? And no one actually likes seeing someone nail a... Yeah. You know.
But you just want to.
Yeah, you want to.
It's just how socially awkward he is actually attractive to people. Because our listeners will listen to him and be like, at least I'm better than that guy.
Yeah,
like I don't care who the some of our listeners are pretty weird. Some of you are great, love you. You're not who we're talking about right now. But there are some listeners probably out there that are just fucking living under a bridge somewhere, and they're just like, listen to this for the pure reason that they know they're better than somebody in the world, and that person is Fez.
I've got an alternative. Yeah. How about he stays in the pod, but he doesn't get his own segment?
Sometimes I like ripping.
He just wouldn't contribute.
then he wouldn't speak.
But I mean, guys, I hear a lot of arguments saying like, "Oh, if we didn't have Fez, we'd be shit house." Then what's this episode gonna be? Complete rubbish.
Fucking crickets right now.
Yeah.
So do you think we'll survive?
I think they just need to know that Fez will be here at some point. I think they enjoy these. This is like the we've relinquished them today. From like the depression that is Fez.
Yeah. So this is going to be a good app. When Fez is on, we're like, spoiler alert, this is going to be a shit episode.
Yeah. Mm. You need to have your ups and downs.
What's his strike rate over the last 10 or so apps? Oh. I don't reckon he's been on many.
1 in 10?
Yeah. Probably. Something like that, man. It's been a pretty good 10, I thought.
But that just shows how much of a shit bloke he is, really.
That's true.
And we managed to talk about him.
Where is he?
Sydney.
Sydney.
Who would go to Sydney?
What's he trying to do there?
I don't know.
Pick up?
Develop social skills?
He wasn't having much luck in Adelaide.
It's all Adelaide, isn't it? It's not him. It's not me. It's the city.
There's too few people here, man. That's why I don't get all the chicks.
Mate, have you seen the chicks in Sydney, bro? No, they go off.
I need competition to thrive. I don't know why I'm talking like he's Lebanese, but...
He's got a bit of
reason.
I thought he was. No. But he's a bit of a weirdo.
Bit of weirdo. Australia! Australia! Yeah.
He's probably down at Cronulla Beach right now, man.
He would be.
Flexing his punching arm.
No, he's getting bashed down there.
Like little kids just lining up on him. good man. So I think we should keep Fez. So we're keeping the newspaper, keeping Fez. Lexus was against him. I think there's too many votes against
him. Well, I think we'll survive then.
Yeah.
We'll survive 2014?
Yeah.
We'll survive through the pure brilliance of you, Tyson.
Oh, okay. Cool.
If you hang around there.
Yeah,
are you sticking around? Because you did leave us at one point, actually, that we're on this.
Yeah. And
10, 9,
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
All right, this one's mine. Just randomly picked that out of the hat. And this one is compliments. So you just need to compliment the person to your left for the next 2 minutes, whatever they say. But don't complement their compliments, because otherwise this would get out of control. You know what I mean? So if Tyson makes a point, Quirksy, you're sitting to his left, from people that can't see, you just tell him he's doing a good job.
I always know he does a good job, though.
Well, I need to know it, though.
But to the person to your right, bag them out.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
So let's do that. Let's do that. Cool. And let's see how hectic this goes. So let's go 2 minutes from now and keep going with your segment.
Okay, well, this last one, even though that the last question wasn't about Fez, this one obviously
learn how
ends
to speak,
with Fez.
You dickhead.
No, that's all right. Just giving it a go. Yeah. Right? Stop being such a wank. Jesus.
All right. 2014.
That's what it's supposed to be like that. It was well done.
Tyson's trying to speak.
Will 2014 be the year?
I've been asking that for so long.
Or have you, mate?
I was going to be the year.
Shut up, you dickhead.
The year. When Fez gets a girlfriend.
What
a stupid question, you idiot.
No, it's the best question that's going around. Tyson's just trying to increase his podcast. I'm like, fuck knuckle over here, Lexus. Just sitting here, flapping nothing.
What are you talking about? Leave Lexus alone. He's a great guy.
Steven's right.
Yeah, I agree with you, Tyson.
Steven's never been more wrong.
Shut up!
He's right.
We're all fragile here.
No, I agree. I shouldn't yell.
I agree with this guy over here.
Fragile.
He is good looking.
Fragile like a pussy.
Oh, yeah. Being a pussy. This guy's my right here.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be your best payout you can come up with. Oh, you're a pussy.
I'd be your pussy, man.
No, that was good, bro.
No. I do like to cheer. He's got me down.
He likes to cheer me. He's a happy guy.
Shut up, Lexus.
Steven laugh.
Shut up.
He's so cute when he laughs.
He is, isn't he? Actually, he's adorable, isn't he?
Shut up.
Yeah, stop being a bitch and using the word cute, dickhead.
Stop you using the word cute. You dickhead.
Yeah, I can't use the smell as you do.
Head nodding impersonations on a podcast. That's going to be great.
It actually is going great, man.
Yeah, it is pretty good segment.
No, it's not going great at all. It fucking sucks. I want to cut it short, you dickhead.
Yeah, I actually agree. You've persuaded me to change my opinion.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you, brother.
I'm with you, brother, as well.
Shut the fuck up. You'll never be my brother.
I'm definitely with you.
You shut your cunt lips.
My lips do look like cunts, thanks for that.
But cunts are nice. Everyone wants to see them on someone's face.
Nobody likes that!
They are real nice.
Oh, stop agreeing with me, dickwad.
Stop! Dude, that's cut there. That got out of hand.
That was the worst bit of audio ever. Can't wait to hear it.
Let's just stop that. What the hell were you talking about before that got out of hand? I didn't know people were going to go that crazy. I was like, we'll just keep the general conversation going.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, you can.
Lives.
It's a circle. Should have got him. Oh, well. We've done it now.
It's hard because...
It's like, a bit of radio history.
Yeah. History or
just awfulness. Just terrible, I'm actually out of breath after doing that.
Though. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Let's go. Let's move on.
Will you get a bitch?
Will Fez get a bitch?
Oh, no shit.
He probably will buy a female dog because he has no companion and will raise it and walk it every day. But as for a girlfriend, no.
I disagree. I think Fez is going to get a girl. 2014 is the year Fez gets a girl. Yeah. I feel it for him, man.
He's out. He's finished studying. Everything's going up.
Yeah, but I don't think
everything
that,
is going up in pants. So.
I don't think that finishing uni is a good thing for Fez because he came through it with no female prospects, and now he's going to full time work, which you know is not
is that male oriented.
Yeah, but he doesn't
industry.
Have
yeah, a male oriented industry. So I'm going to say no this year.
I'm going to be behind you first, mainly because I just want you to stop hanging out with me.
Yeah, that's it. You've had enough trouble.
Yeah, I mean, chick.
God, what do you reckon, Tyce?
I reckon what you've said. I don't reckon you'll get one. You'll tie down with work. You won't find one.
Yeah.
Do you have a topic for you for 2014?
You three.
Come up with one? All right, here's my question to you, Tyson. Do you think we will add another host to the GFAF or lose a host? That isn't Fez, because we had that in 2014.
Good kid.
That is good. I reckon we will lose Leroy.
Well, he's not here right now.
Yeah, he's not been here for a while, so I reckon that's a good call.
Let me guess, he's with the missus or working.
Is it with the missus?
Yeah, I knew it.
In Vietnam, though.
He's working
in Vietnam.
He's working on the missus.
No doubt.
No, I reckon we'll lose Leroy, or he'll just float around one.
We record it in his house, bro.
Yeah, we'll still lose
him. He's never here, though. Yeah. Is he dead? Have you killed him? Have you put him under the basement? That's why I can smell rotting flesh. I just thought it was Lex's feet.
It's probably mine.
No, I haven't killed him.
Oh, yeah.
And also, I reckon we will lose someone and gain someone.
So you think we'll lose Leroy and pick somebody else?
Yeah, part-time.
Are we going to get our
first... That won't be on our full-time salary.
Do you think we'll get our first female on the show?
Oh, fuck no. Yeah. Have you heard our conversations?
That's true.
We're talking about pussies.
We do have a vaginal-themed podcast.
Yeah, but if we've got a cheat, she might be able to offer some more insight into the world of pussy.
I don't know.
Which we clearly know nothing about.
Maybe we should look into
it. Maybe Fez's future girlfriend.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm. Could be. But yeah, nah, Leroy. Thinking Leroy might leave, unfortunately, because he brings a great wealth of knowledge to this podcast.
Don't blow smoke up his ass. He's terrible. No, he's shocking.
Leroy is great, but because he's so average.
He's that guy that you go out when you're picking up chicks, and he'll just be there. Just to stand at the bar and wait for when you fail.
which you love, though.
To drive you home.
Yeah.
You love it.
Yeah.
He brings the element that no one else does.
Yeah, yeah. He brings an entity.
Yeah.
Being himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, cool. Nah, those are good. I like those. Pussibilities.
Yeah. Pussibilities.
So it wasn't a complete fuck up?
No. It wasn't at all. Shall we move it over to the Lexus?
Called... Happy New Smear.
Could not have been announced worse.
Well, I forgot the terrible name you guys came up with.
That was pretty terrible.
Don't want to lose all our female listeners.
No, we don't.
I don't want to lose Dusty Curry.
How is this? No, we're talking about... I think we'd lose and feel and talk about dicks, man.
All right, so my segment, we're coming up to New Year's, having just passed Christmas... And it comes a time when the New Year resolutions come out. So everyone gets one. Well, maybe not everyone over New Year's, but usually I find they don't work and they are shit house. So
yeah,
this year, guys.
Yep.
So I'm going to give you guys one of the most popular New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you guys to tell me why it's bullshit. And then I want you to give a bit of a spin on it. So something different that might make it work, or a good friends and fairs, different things. So the first one will be for Le.
Oh, yeah.
And that is, this year I'm going to drink less. That's your New Year's resolution.
Quite fitting, actually.
Yeah. That's why I gave it to
alcoholic.
I've got a problem.
He's like, this one cuts pretty deep.
Yeah, it does. That's it. Took the words right out of my mouth.
So tell me why.
Out my pocket.
All right. Tell me why it's shit house and why it won't work, and then give me something different we can all use this year.
Okay. Well, the reason why it's shit house and it won't work is because you're making this decision at the biggest party of the year. All right.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And it is Corbsy, your activity.
How fitting, I'm speaking at the same time as well.
Yes.
All right, now, my activity is, if you make any sounds that are non-verbal communication, I'm talking sniffing, coughing, burping, farting, clearing your throat, breathing too heavily, sighing, yawning, any sound that is not verbal communication.
Laughing.
Ooh, that's tough.
not this sad podcast.
Yeah,
yeah.
I haven't explained what it is.
All right.
Okay. So if any other sounds are made besides verbal communication, you have to...
Sipping. Surely not sipping.
Any sounds.
So I can have a beer.
No, you can have a beer. Just be quiet about it. Don't be Slurpy McSan.
You have to, all right?
If you make any of these sounds, you have to read an excerpt from Grinning with the Gipper, which is a book...
comprised of a celebration of the wit, wisdom, and wisecracks of Ronald Reagan.
How much did that cost you?
50 cents. Ladies and gentlemen, I bought this for 50 cents at what we call an opportunity store, which is where products are sold that are no longer wanted, hence this book with Ronald Reagan's face on it.
It looks like it's been soaked in piss. It
has been soaked in piss. It's been in my back pocket for the past 2 hours, which it is a 34 degree day as well, so there's goop sweat on that. It is... You just laughed, Tyson.
We started.
Everyone laughed. Tyson,
nobody else laughed but you.
None of us were.
Tyson, you just laughed. You have to read an excerpt from Grinning with the Gipper.
Just read the top sentence or a quote.
Accepting a government grant with its accompanying...
It's
like a special child read.
Rules is like marrying a girl and finding out her entire family is moving in with you before the honeymoon.
Oh, that Gipper.
Oh, was that a...
Oh, went, mm. You just went,
ooh.
Mm.
Ooh. Ooh.
Read another expert.
Okay. How long does this bit go for?
Have we started the time?
Stop laughing and making noise.
No.
All right. I heard one presidential candidate say that this country needed was a president for the 90s. I was set to run again. I thought he said a president in his 90s.
You just made another noise. Gipper. Read another one.
Damn it.
Just stay fucking quiet.
All right. My birthday cake's beginning to look more and more like a bonfire every year.
He did just slam that down. That's
the slam is not me.
Well, we couldn't sit, but we can slam.
Because it wasn't... It's like...
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up. Okay, that's what I'm saying. All right, so let's continue on with the segment. Just keep that in mind, that we don't want to make too many noises or Ronald Reagan comes out.
Is this for the rest of the pod?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a 10-minute segment.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. Okay.
10 minutes.
Until the next countdown.
This countdown. All right. So we were talking about what I hate about people coming up with the New Year's resolution of I'm going
to
slow
down.
To drink
less.
To drink less. Yeah. All right. And the reason why I think that is a terrible New Year's resolution is because you're making it when you are truly intoxicated. All right. So already you're going into the year pissed. Oh, that's another interesting sound you made there, Stephen.
You have a problem with that.
More Reagan, please.
When I was a very small boy in a small town, Illinois, we lived above the store where my father worked. I have something of the same arrangement here. Continually.
Alright, so, as I was saying, I'm just so thrown by that excerpt, I can't.
It really hit home.
It really did hit home.
I actually just kind of want to hear more.
Yeah, we just read that for them. No, we're going to continue on with the segment. All right. So you're going into the new year already intoxicated, okay? Now, why also it is a bullshit resolution is because if you decide, no, I'm not going to drink, I'm going to go into the new year sober, you've officially had the worst New Year's party ever. So you've started the year bored out of your fucking head.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, imagine a sober New Year.
A sober New Year's would be terrible. Wow. Hanging around everyone else who's intoxicated.
And they are pissed off their ass.
Absolutely rat-faced. There was a chuckle from Lexus. More Reagan. Another chuckle from Stephen. More Reagan. Stop laughing. More Reagan.
Let me read. He says, okay, what do you do, kid? And the young fellow took off and flew around the ceiling of that theatre, up over the balconies and everything, and came down to a perfect landing. He was talking to Harry Potter, of course.
Oh,
I'll continue that on. Accepting a government grant...
More reading.
With its accompanying rules like marrying a girl and finding out her entire family is moving in with you before the honeymoon.
Serious?
Tyson just read that one
out. I read that! That's mine!
Alright.
There's 100 pages of Reagan and you pick up the same one that was read 3 seconds ago?
Do you know why? It's because of the cum stains that were stuck to that page.
There you go. Get your read on.
Jeez. Alright. There's a good short one.
We've got another 4.5 minutes of Reagan.
Ronald Reagan once remarked at the White House briefing for the representatives of the service organization in 1986. By the way, I've been asked at times what it is like to sit and watch the late show and see yourself. I have one answer. It's like looking at your son you never knew you had.
Informative. You've gone a bit off Reagan.
Very true. What were we talking about? Not drinking it.
Yeah. So you just can't do it because you're going to have a shit time.
Go to an AA meeting, man. Don't make some bullshit resolution. Like, yeah. It's not a binding contract.
All right. So now the other half, fix up that resolution for everyone.
Drink more.
No.
What?
Work it in a way that, like...
You will be drinking less.
Yeah. So how would you...
Oh, how would I fix it so people will actually be drinking less?
Yeah. Or something that's doable. You know, like 3 cruises a week or something.
Yeah. Start taking recreational drugs.
There you go.
You both laughed. There you go. Read some more Reagans.
We'll tag team this shit.
Start to have a...
Oh, here we go. This is a good page. This is a good page.
That's very true.
Does Nancy know about us?
Tag team dude.
Wow.
I don't know what you guys just said.
Does Nancy know about us?
Huh.
Does she, bro?
I guess she does.
Mm. What was that noise you just made?
That was a hiccup.
Yeah.
No, it was a which is a word. Bitches.
Is it?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, it is.
That's a read.
Let's get out the Oxford Dictionary, guys.
Let's keep it going. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
This is the most disjointed episode we have ever done.
I apologize.
Why did this have to happen in my segment? That just sounds like shit.
Well, they all sound like shit. Here we go. I've just spoken to a national meeting here in your city a few moments ago. The police chiefs of not only the nation, but internationally sheriffs and a tremendous crowd. I spoke to them about a crime, and I'm happy to tell you that they're against it. Oh, that Reagan,
what a legend.
Oh, I tell you what, he is something of a person.
So yes. What would you do to the drinking thing?
Yeah, what would I do with the drinking thing? No,
recreational drugs?
Yeah, it's just like more recreational drugs.
And cut down the drinking, or...?
Well, I think that'll naturally come. Because when you become so poor and addicted to amphetamines or whatever your drug of choice may be, drinking beer is going to be the last thing on your mind. Unless you want to, like, you know, wash the taste of semen out of your mouth.
So, sound like a man speaking from experience, though, Lee.
Oh, years. I'm planning to sell all...
More Reagan.
More Reagan, Lexus.
During a phone conversation with Tom Flores, coach of the Super Bowl champion, the LA Raiders, I already have a call from Moscow. We don't know what that call is, but next time.
We can only imagine. We can only imagine.
Would have been good.
Would have been a good one.
Something witty.
Yes.
From Moscow, yeah.
Dumb resolution. Take more drugs.
Excellent. Let's move on to the next one. So, Tyson, your New Year's resolution is you're going to... gym more and eat healthy. Why is that shit ass and what would you do differently?
Why is that shit ass? Because that's probably the most... I'm not sure if that's more common than the drinking one. Because everyone's like, oh, I need to eat more healthy. Got to go to the gym. That never happens. No one ends up... If you go buy... Say you got a birthday Christmas present as a gym membership.
How long are you going for?
Yeah, it runs out.
2 weeks, maybe.
It's like, you know, you go to the gym a couple of weeks, and then
you realize it's hard work. And
eating healthy is tough, especially at this time of year.
It's expensive.
It is. Eating healthy is expensive. Gym memberships are expensive, most of them. And also, like your point, like this time of year, everyone craves on different foods. I mean, it's hard to eat healthy at this time of the year, especially being off work and things like that. It's hard, you know, you're thrown off the routine and the, you know, weekly kind of.
So what would you do it?
How would I do it? I would, become homeless.
Yep, that was an exasperated sigh.
It was. I tried.
You got about
5 seconds.
This is the end of it, though. This is the last quote.
This is the last Reagan quote. Oh, I got to make it a good one. Come on, where are you, Reagan? Hit me with some gold. A friend of mine was asked to a costume ball a short time ago. He slapped some egg on his face and went as a liberal economist.
I've been holding them in.
I'm a fat cat.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Oh, sorry. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey.
Tyson.
Mine. Okay.
You're the last one. Last one left.
How long should we do this for?
Ooh, it's up to you, bro. Your activity.
I don't know.
What's your activity for us?
We can do 5 minutes.
Five minutes.
Sorry, not ready. Okay, so...
Lock in the 5 minutes.
Yeah, everyone has to...
For 5 minutes.
Okay, so for the next 5 minutes, we're all...
Exactly. Can I just stop you? There's nothing funnier than mispronouncing words. Yeah, that's my new form of comedy right now. I just think it's the funniest thing.
It is good.
It is. Continue.
Okay. Now I'm nervous of the words I'm speaking.
Just say it properly.
Okay, so the next 5 minutes will
Midwest?
Be... Midwest? We're all over-concerned parents.
I like it.
Shall we start the timer?
Yes.
Ready,
so, Ty, what should we do about it?
I think the gym...
Take your time.
The whole gym thing's bullshit.
Swear.
Yeah.
Are we starting there?
Yeah, start. Okay, so the whole gym thing's not nice. No, I reckon become homeless.
Yeah, don't work yourself too hard, son. But you want to, you know, you're looking a bit...
Become homeless. You work hard for your food, so you're going to be fit.
Don't become homeless. I did not, like...
And if you ever feel like you do need somewhere to stay, you can stay here. You're always welcome within these walls.
No, because you...
But you're paying board. You're paying board.
You fatten me up with unhealthy food. I need to become homeless.
No. You're looking very thin at the moment. You need to come home.
Just tell me what you want. Just tell me what you want and I'll buy it for you. Stop throwing everything out of the pantry.
I'm stuck. I am stuck here. But my guide is... Not me specifically, because I don't give a fuck about getting healthy.
Language, mate.
So.
Mate, come on now. We're all adults here, but...
Yeah. If you, for the people out there, become homeless, save gym membership. You have to walk everywhere. You're going to become fit. You're going to be lean and mean. And snack on snails and some berries and things like that. That's all healthy. Maybe steal.
Mate, I don't know where this has come from, but I'm deeply concerned.
Yeah. We only want the best from you, Tyson. That's all we ever ask.
Yeah. Well, as long as you put in the maximum effort, that's all we ask.
And that's my decision. I do me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it is getting late, and I do have to take the children home, so should we continue on with the
let's do
next
that.
Part
let's
of
do
next
that. I'll one. Speak to him later.
Yeah.
About the, yeah.
Listen, I'm not angry, I'm just upset, so let's have a talk offline, okay?
Yeah.
Now, Stephen, to my right.
Thank you.
Now, your New Year's resolution, mate, yes, and I hope you see it through, is you're going to learn a new hobby this year. So
that'll be good.
Try that on for size.
Expand your horizon.
Yeah, well, first of all, this is ridiculous. Because if I wanted to start a new hobby, I wouldn't have waited till the new year to start it. If I had an idea in mind, I'd be doing it now.
You've been pretty busy lately.
I have not been busy. I get up every day, have a wank, go back to bed.
Don't talk like that. All right, we're at the dinner table.
I thought that was bloody Scott, buddy, hammering the walls all the time.
No.
What's going on up there?
Mate, who do you think washes your sheets, okay? A bit of respect for this house.
It's not a hotel. It's not a hotel where you can just whack off wherever you
want. Buy me more tissues and I have something to come in to, okay? That's all I say.
To come home to a caring family.
I'll buy the amount of ply you want.
Three ply's all I ask.
Okay, whatever you want.
Fucking dickhead.
Don't speak to your father like that.
He might be out of a job and he might be an alcoholic.
So I'm not going to be starting no new hobby, alright? If I don't have the interest now, I'm not going to have the interest in 6 months. I can't predict the fucking future, alright, guys?
Alright, Mr. Negative.
You can't, but all we're asking is that you plan. Okay?
Yeah, I'm planning.
Because failing to plan is planning to fail.
I hate your mum.
Don't you talk to your mother that way.
Who are you? My third surrogate parent.
Well, you know, your dad and I.
Enjoy a bit of something on the side.
You were born and raised by swingers, and that's what you have to accept. So
anyway, how would I GFAF it up? I would say...
What does GFAF mean? I'm really concerned. Are you part of a gang? Is this some sort of gang? Do you have Oscar paints? Do you tag on walls? What's going on, Stephen?
G-fizzle for life, Mom. Jeez, you don't understand me.
Now,
where are you, my dad? Shit.
I won't have this sort of talk in my house, Stephen. I've told you time and time again.
Just steal somebody else's hobby. It's easier than coming up with one for yourself. Just find out what your friends are into and rip that off. Try that if you like it. That would be my New Year's resolution, is gank one of your mate's hobbies.
I'm going to have to talk about Martha.
Martha?
Yes. Well, Tommy's mother. You can't just steal his stuff, all right? Well, you know they've been through a hard time.
Yeah, but I really wanted it.
Oh, God. I don't know. I just don't know anymore.
His Batman figurine was his, okay?
He didn't even know how to play with it properly.
Now, on that point, what you've been doing with that Batman figurine, I mean, your asshole is not a place for Batman to go.
It is a critical part of my morning wakes! You never understand me! Never understand me.
Alright, so we're out. We're done.
And that is it.
Say goodbye to the parents.
Bye.
Au revoir. Lexus, do you have one for yourself to discuss?
I don't. Maybe you guys can come up with one for me.
Well, it was a cliche.
Ooh.
So we've done lose weight. We've done give up drinking.
You'll get a sex change.
Nah.
How about,
just the biggest cliche you can think of.
I'm gonna find someone. It's a pretty big one, I reckon. Like, I'm gonna find a girlfriend. Find a loved one.
Yeah. No.
What about
the biggest cliche? They put like, you know what? I'm just not gonna care. I'm just gonna have a year of fun. I'm gonna hang out with friends.
Travel the world.
Date everyone. I'm just gonna do. This year is about me.
That's not a resolution, though. That's just
yes,
a,
it is.
That's just some.
It is about me, Steven.
That's some.
Steven, don't talk to me about that.
So, I hate those people. Yeah. I hate them.
So it's more about you, less about others.
Okay. So.
No, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. What is completely wrong with that? Stop being such a selfish bitch.
Yeah.
Like, the only people who are saying, I'm going to do it less about me. Less about other people, more about me, are the only people who, anytime you're in a conversation with them, are only talking about themselves.
Oh, anyway. He went there! He went there!
We're just rap battling it.
Yeah, so that
zing!
Those people are the only ones who are always talking about themselves anyway. So, anyway. I mean, yeah, don't pretend like it's about other people because you don't give a shit about them.
And who announces that to the world anyway?
I know. Like,
then they think they're saying it's all about me. It's going to be about me, but they're portraying that and saying it so loudly that everyone can hear about it, so it's about them as well.
So you know they're going to be an absolute cunt of a friend coming up for the next
big time.
And they make it sound like this year they did nothing but selfless acts.
Yeah. Gave nothing to their friends.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Where was my Pandora bracelet?
Exactly.
Doesn't even make sense, but I agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as they say that, I'd be like, all right, man, go get me a beer then, you dickhead.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, just. Anyway, G-faff it up.
G-faff it up. This year, maybe forget about yourself. See what your mates are up to. Get a beer for your mate. They're in their own world of hell at the moment. So maybe think about
your own world of hell. I don't know about that. Not Fez.
Oh, I'm just speaking about myself, mate. No, things are right. Don't worry. No.
Stay strong.
We'll talk after the pop.
Things are about you this year, Luke Webber. So don't worry. So yeah, stop thinking about your damn self and think of everyone else around you because they don't want to hear your shit anymore.
Yeah, that's fair.
So that's basically just doing a absolute spin on it.
360. That's the number of degrees,
I don't actually understand that 360 because you actually come back where you start from.
Exactly.
That
should be 180. Should be 180.
That's why I stopped myself. I said 360. Yeah.
Well,
you can just do a 90 degree and just go off the rails.
Yeah.
Just do 45.
Get a meth addiction. Like,
I want you to use resolutions to take more A-class substances and fucking bash people.
People should do that now and start saying that shit. I'm just going to do 87 degrees and see what happens.
You end up in like the Kimber or somewhere.
No, it was good. I liked it.
Yeah, it was
Let's
good.
Roll it on, shall we?
Oh, speaking of roller coaster! Of love, glove. That's a vagina reference. Okay,
good.
Well, my segment is. I was very bored at work today, and I was googling all the amazing roller coasters, and their names sound very similar to sex toys. Which is, you had the Dominator and the Big Dipper, and I'm like, you could easily intersplice these with a sex toy from your average sex shop. So what I've done is I've come up with a bunch of fictional names, all right? These names don't actually exist, but they do in my mind. And I want you to make them exist, and I want you to either decide whether the name I give you is going to be a sex toy or the name I give you is going to be a roller coaster. Yep. And then I want you to tell me what the best part about your sex toy or roller coaster is. You know, what is it about the title that just represents what that thing's about? Sweet. Do you get me?
Yeah, full on this.
Do you get me in the
pants?
This
is totally my topic.
Good. I've taken you big time. Don't worry about that.
All right, so we're going to kick it off with Tyson first.
Ooh.
We're going a clockwise direction. And your Luke, name please. That is either going to be a sex toy or a roller coaster, Thor's hammer.
Mm. I'm going to say sex toy.
Okay.
I think that'll be a common option.
Yeah,
I see where this is going.
Now, what are you going to do with Thor's hammer? How's that going to be a sex toy that's going to revolutionize?
Nah. I'm assuming Thor is some mythological thing, but I don't know.
You don't know? There's like a movie release. Yeah. Like,
I don't watch movies. Didn't we just talk about that
before? Well, yeah, there's the comic book Thor. There's also like the movie.
So he's hardcore calm?
Yeah, he's got a hammer.
He's totes.
He's got a hammer.
He's totes.
All right, so yeah, this is a fucking hardcore sex toy. Yeah. And basically, this shit is just on auto. Autopilot. It's one for the ladies. You don't need any assistance. The male can just pretty much put it there and it will hammer away. And
what? So it's on some type of lever system. So it's like a drinky bird except the hammer.
No, it's like a jackhammer, I assume. It just keeps going in and out.
Yeah, but jackhammer is an insult to a Thor hammer. This is hardcore. This is brutal. So what will happen is...
sounds dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll start slow... relieve the tension, things like that, but as it goes on, it gets more punishing.
What does it look like? More punishing?
Well, this is wood, so the downside of it, you get some splinters, okay? No, but that's just part of the thrill of it, and it's basically like, it's some kinky shit, and people enjoy it. Like, people, you don't really understand until you've had it.
Tell us about
taking splinters out of the insides of yourself. It's just trust me on this.
Quirk's face. Someone, this podcast should be videoed. Quirk's face just is amazing right now.
Like if we had a switchboard, it would just look like a nuclear disaster hitting all lights and going out.
Yeah. It's called Thor's hammer for a reason.
It's called Thor's hammer because everyone goes, "Thor, too far, really." Thor.
This will make it into my vagina. Basically, if you do this, think about booking annual leave because you won't be walking for a week.
Oh, wow.
that would be on the box.
It would be in and around through the box. That's
crazy. All right, let's move on.
That's really terrifying.
Yeah.
All right, I reckon we're on a home stretch here. Sweet. Stephen, the Flying Mackenzie.
The flying...
sex toy or roller coaster? Ooh, and what would you do?
Flying Mackenzie is a sex toy.
I have a feeling we're all going to be saying that, but I like it.
What it is like a flying fox. It's on like, you set up on some type of rope in your room.
Yeah.
And you just kind of position your ass up in the air. And there's like just this little doll of a guy who's got like a javelin in his hand. And you press
pointy ended, or I need to know the specifics.
And it's lubed up and it's quite large. It's a thick javelin. Yeah. And you try to aim it and then you just hit the button and it just goes, Mackenzie.
How you added Mackenzie to this.
And then
you press a button and it says the title.
No, the guy. So the guy's name is Mackenzie.
Yeah. So if you hear,
and then like when it comes in, you go, "Ooh, Mackenzie." I like, and on the box is a picture of like you can get this like fold out of a guy. He's just got like his thumbs up and his dick out, and he just says, "I'm Mackenzie."
So it's a toy for when you're at home alone.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Because you only get one pump as well. So it's like you set up this...
Oh, you enjoy... No, what you do is you work yourself to a climax, a near climax state.
Yeah,
then
you
hit the button.
Yeah.
You get spunked in the ass, and then you spunk out the front.
While you're like, Mackenzie!
Yeah.
Wow.
You just get this guy cheering while you're looking at this guy's face while he's holding his throbbing cock. Popping out.
That was more brutal.
Sounds like someone stepping on a Krispy Kreme. Shit everywhere. Flying Mackenzie. Well, they're both horrific.
Mine was slightly less so.
Yeah, less horrific.
Okay. Mine was looped up. It was looped up.
Yeah, yours just took us back to, I don't know, the medieval ages.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know homoerotic was off to.
There are.
You could be a female doing that as well. It's like unisex toy.
Mackenzie. Oh, yeah. Anyone can enjoy a flying Mackenzie.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are dark sex toys, though. Not everything's just you run off the mill, you know.
Buddy. Your stock standard
Care Bear kind of,
in,
you know,
the orifice.
That shit's in the Care Bear section.
Care Bear's on a sex toy, bro.
Yeah, mate. Is there Care Bear sex toys?
Probably.
Because I've not seen them.
Let's go.
All right, Stephen.
No,
it's,
mate.
It's me, bro. Oh, yes, that's right. I forget things quickly because of the incident. tell us about it, bro. got touched in the potting shed. All right, Lexus. I'm going to give you a choice, actually. No.
Skim one.
No, the swing dancer.
Swing dancer.
Ooh.
Oh, so.
Could go either way here.
I mean, that could very easily be a roller coaster. But everyone, it's not. It's a sex toy.
What? You've got to be kidding me.
So, the swing dancer.
Fans would have picked the roller coaster. Can I say that quickly?
Yeah, the flying Mackenzie, because, like, you go really fast. And the person who invented it was like Mackenzie.
It kind of feels like you're flying because you're on a roller coaster, guys.
Both of your impersonations sound a lot more lively than Fez usually does on this
podcast.
Yeah. That's Stephen when he's hungover, I reckon.
That's true. Listen to the last episode. That was me hungover.
For your cross reference.
So what was it? The swing dancer. Oh, the swing dancer.
Swing dancer.
Okay, the swing dancer. Right.
Pull me closer, swing dancer.
So we all had the swing set as we were growing up.
Okay.
Didn't we?
So yeah. Not me, you privileged bastard.
Well, I came from a rich family, so. Anyway, so we had it. So there was basically three swings held on by chain link, and there was always like a couple of different ones. Mm-hmm. So the swing dancer was a swing set made to bring up memories from your childhood.
Wow.
Which is weird.
Thor, Tyson,
you sicko. So it's for people to enjoy that sort of shit. So it brings up memories from your childhood, but instead of having a swing there, there's robotic dildos there. The dance a bit comes from some of them are swinging around from the middle.
You're dancing on
them. Some of them are thrusting, and basically what you do, you stand in front of the swing set, you pull the swing back, give it a go, then this like rotating dildo swings around and you bend over in front of it and you just wait and see if it gets you. If it doesn't, you give it another swing back.
So it kind of could be a roller coaster as well. I could see
very
that.
Much so.
Yeah.
Well,
they all could be roller coasters. That's the point of the segment.
Yeah. No, but the actual activity. Like, if that was
put your ass out the front of it. I've never done good to roller coaster. My pants
I haven't been on the Mickey Mouse. Oh.
Mate, I've never been on a space. I got penetrated in Space Mountain.
I've never been on a roller coaster and be like, man, imagine this had dildos on. This would be sick.
Yeah. So, all right. So, you're pretty much on a swing set with the robotic dildos just trying to get in your chock purse.
Why are they robotic? Because you're manually swinging them.
Yeah. Well, you pull the swing back, but then there's like dildos swinging about.
Oh, okay. So they like do a bit of a dick swirl.
Yeah. A bit of a dick swing.
Yeah.
You're all filthy.
All right. Do you have one for us to do to you?
No, I want to. Well, I've got one, but I've already seen it. So where's the other one?
What roller coaster?
Say a word, and then I'll say a word.
Himalayan
demolisher.
The Himalayan demolisher.
There we go. Sorry, Tyson.
I could have come up with something better.
Add something to it if you want.
Well, you can't add something
after
the demolisher.
Yes, you can.
You do it then. You just finish it off. You didn't include me.
Extreme Himalayan demolisher. Extreme.
Tyson
accepts that was a suitable word to add.
2.0.
The
Extreme Himalayan Demolisher 2.0.
Yeah.
There we go.
Guess what? Surprise, surprise. That is a roller coaster. All right?
That is a surprise.
Boo.
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 And with the Himalayan Demolisher, what happens is you've got a hill, a massive hill, mountain. A Himalayan mountain.
Could you say an Everest-like mountain?
If you please. Everest-like mountain covered in snow. and dildos. And there is a track that goes from the very top all around the bottom, all right? So the first 100 meters is just a pure free fall. So everyone's screaming. They're thinking it's great. The photos get taken from the automated photo machine and you can buy them for $20 each in an A4 frame.
You know, wait, side note, you know they film you now.
Do they?
Yep, in some European ones they film you. Like, do you want the footage of you being on a roller coaster? That's how far it's gone.
Yeah, that's not going to happen on the Himalayan Demolisher 2.0.
Back to you, Leequip.
Thank you.
Back to you, Leequips.
What will happen? First 100 metres free-for-all down the tip of the Himalayan. It's extreme. You're screaming. You're screaming twice as loud. 2.0. Extreme. But where do you get demolished?
Vagina.
The last K.
The Jinjin.
The last K. It goes in a slow descent down. The parachute opens and guess what? It's still no time. They're hanging from chains. They're hitting you in the face. They're hitting you in the bum. They're hitting you in the chest. And so when you get your final photo, you're red, raw, and demolished. And people go, is that frostbite? No, it's not frostbite. It's the Himalayan frostbite.
What was wrong with the 1.0?
It was just half the dildos.
Small dildos.
Little peckers. Little peckers.
I had to get to that.
It's like getting flicked in the head with chickpeas. that's my roller coaster with sex toys.
Good. All right.
Sounds good.
That is. All right, let's kick it on to twat, twat.
Twat, 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 questions.
All right, keeping with the vaginal theme of this episode, we have Twitter questions. Our first question is from The Credible Hulk at Joseph98602. His question is, what is the most politically incorrect thing you've ever done? Let's start this off with...
this podcast.
that's true. I would not be putting this on my resume for future jobs. Good. All right, that was a good one, man. Now let's move it on to our next question, which is actually from our email account, which we haven't said. Let's just give the shout outs quickly because I'll forget later. Facebook.com/goodfriendsandfairs, Twitter.com/goodfriends, letter N Fairs, and email goodfriendsandfairs@gmail.com. Because we've had some listeners that they're not on Twitter, they're not on Facebook. Want to be part of the show? Answer the question.
What's this email thing you got here?
Yeah. Is it better than snail mail?
You
don't remember snail mail, dude.
You mean letters?
Nah.
Shut up, Puzz. All right. The question here is from our listener, Kate. And her question is, what song would you play if you could play it on the podcast? So if we could play a song on this podcast, what would we play?
Anything sung by Leroy.
Wouldn't like a real song.
We've already got that.
I want more. I want more. Dude, I want more.
You hear sung one song. I want him. And you hear it at the start of every podcast.
It's the only song we have on this podcast.
I want him to cover. I don't know. Do somebody.
Do a cover? I'd love that. Jay-Z, we should get Leroy to do a cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next time he's in fucking Adelaide.
Everyone's warming up to. I'd love to see
him. I'd like to see him do like a Taylor Swift song or something, I reckon.
Really?
Oh.
No, I want to see him do I'm Like a Bird. But what song would you pick then, Corbs?
I would pick Why Can't We Be Friends? Why Can't We Be Friends? Because it's a factual two ways. A, because Fez isn't our friend and never will be.
Yeah.
So it's why can't we be friends? That's him asking us, because you're a dickhead. And secondly, because after such podcasts as now and a lot of our others, we offend people. So we want to send off the friendly vibe at the start. Why can't we be friends? Just saying, don't hate us. Don't hate us. Please.
That's a good one. That's a very good one.
We need your validation.
we don't mean to offend. We just sometimes do. Alexis?
My song would be What If God Was One of Us? Just because I would like to sit here at the start of every podcast with you guys, just 7 beers in, and just sitting down at the table, just shaking our heads, going, "What if God was one of us?" And get like heaps deep and emotional, like right at the start. Then the rest of the podcast is just shit house.
That happens every time.
What, remember that parody? And it was like, what if God smoked cannabis?
Wasn't that Weird Al?
Hit the bong like all of us, or some of us.
He said some of us.
Some of us?
Oh, he's doing the Simpsons. Yeah! You were one of them.
Gladman.
Well, he went another.
I would just pick, because I do all the editing for the show and have to tag it and stuff. I would just pick whatever the number one in the Billboard chart is at the time, just to try and get some more plays on this podcast. Yeah. Spread it with your friends, just so I could tag this shit. Royals by fucking
Jason Derulo.
Not Jason Derulo.
Or some shit of that nature.
I don't know.
Who's the chick?
Lord.
Yeah, Lord.
Yeah.
Good Lord. I put some Lord on this shit just to get some plays.
Check out Lord.
Yeah.
Lord.
And then we'd go from like, I could be in Royals. And then fans would be like, this one time I called the bus. All right, great. And then the final questions we have are from a long time listener, podcast addict at Dusty65Curry. Her questions were originally, need more questions. That was her question originally?
Yeah. Dyson?
Yeah, it would help.
And then I announced, which we'll just speak about in a second, that we're going to do a competition on this. Woo! And her question was, what does the winner get? So let's answer that right now. That's a very good segue. Thanks for that, Dusty.
Yeah.
Her question was that. I'll retweet it now, actually. Just retweet that shit.
Don't do it, love.
I did. So let's talk about the competition. Corbs, do you want to explain it?
All right. So the competition is, I was discussing with a good mate of mine, Ty and Alex on the radio. Check it out. 101.5 FM Adelaide Radio. Get in there. But no, I was discussing with him and he said, hey, wouldn't it be a good idea if some of your listeners got to meet Fez? So what we're throwing out there is that you guys out there in the Twitter universe have a chance to have a 1 hour Skype conversation with the one and only Fez.
That will be a podcast episode.
We'll record it. We'll get it open there, and you will get to
do
see
it via
what.
Skype.
Yeah, do it via Skype. We'll sit in the background.
Yeah,
we'll sit in the background just so you don't get bored to death.
Exactly. We'll help you out if things get weird, and they will 30 seconds into it. You get the chance of winning a chat with Fez.
So what do they need to do to enter?
What you need to do is send us a reason on Twitter why you would be the best GFAF listener to have a 1 hour conversation with Fez. Send us a reason why you deserve it the most.
Or if you prefer, goodfriendsandfez@gmail.com, because apparently we have an email account.
And keep it confidential.
That's true. Mm. It's up to you. You don't have to keep confidential. Well, you're going to be on the podcast for an hour, so it won't be confidential.
True that.
It's a lot of time on the podcast.
No, we'll be there as well, though, man. So we'll drop in fun segments that you can be a part of and shit. Yeah. We'll start off with you asking all the questions that you want to Fez, and then you can be a part of the podcast.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah.
Can I answer? No.
Yeah. So Alexis won't be on that episode, but the rest of us will be there.
Yeah, so hit us up why you deserve to talk with Fez and you might be in the running to win. And we use the term win loosely.
Yeah. All right, that's it for this one, guys. Also, we should just point out, we're not completely linked up yet, but we are joining. And if you want to check out other podcasts, check out Not Safe for Radio. Not Safe for Radio or NSFR Radio. NSFR Radio, I guess it is. Our great up-and-coming podcast network, which we are pleased to be a part of. So check them out if you're looking for some poodcoosts. Who's going to take us out here? Who is the most Fez-like? Definitely not moi. Let's give it to Tyson. Tyson's usually the Fez replacement.
Not really. Do you want me on this pod anymore?
You depressed motherfucker.
No, I'll fucking do it. Alright, well, I'll do it Fez style. I think this was, it 27? Was it 27?
No.
Okay, so 27.
Yeah,
okay, so next week we'll have, we should have everyone. Steven, is that right?
This is too realistic for my mind.
Okay, next week we'll probably be talking about stuff and, I'll be talking to someone, hopefully, a guy, not a girl, because I don't know how to talk to them. Can everyone tune in to the next pod? And I think this has been really good, and thank you everyone.
Well done. Peace.